Two in 1 week? No way.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to... Is this a two in 1 week, as you said, Blaine?
It's a two for one.
It's a two for one. We're hot right now. We're feeling some type of way. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our March Madness predictions. If you want a perfect bracket, you're going to go with every selection that we go with. Just because we're so freaking smart with sports.
Yeah, and I mean, listen, it's called March Madness for a reason. I think you should take everything we say also with a grain of salt, because honestly, no one has any idea whatever's happening, especially me and Jake. But that's why we brought in one of our expert panelists, Aaron Babiak. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. I love being here right now. It's a great joy.
Man,
it's a long time listener.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to have you here, Aaron, bringing your insight. Big Georgia fan. Sucks they're not in here.
Hey, I just missed Anthony Edwards' days.
Mm-hmm. Edwards, man. What a dog.
Are they 35. Even in the NIT?
Yeah, we played last night. Got a win. We were up by 20, then only won by 3 against Xavier.
Hey, man, the SEC was on the freaking rail this year. So
I don't know. It's not on us.
The way we're doing this is we're going from the East to the South, down to the Midwest, over to the West. We're also recording this and going to release it at 12 p.m. on Thursday. That way you guys can't copy our picks. So you can just listen to how brilliant we are instead of giving you all of our information.
Great idea.
I'm also struggling with a pretty bad cough right now, so
yeah,
excuse the voice. I was at MSG last night, so I lost most of my voice. Didn't get it back till like this afternoon, so you know.
But hey, that's commitment right there.
It was commitment.
That's commitment.
Stay hard.
It's hard.
All right, we're getting going here. UConn, Stetson, okay, next.
I would just like to say, I don't think we have a Virginia kind of effort here from any 16 seed this year.
No,
I think this is the best one seed
I hate saying it. I think the only one that can really do it is Grambling against Purdue, but there's just no way.
All right, so the next matchup we have going on here in the East is FAU and Northwestern. Man, these 8-9 matchups are pretty rough this year. They always are. But FAU loses in the tournament. They don't make it too far. Northwestern has a pretty interesting year within themselves. I think they have great coaching. But FAU brings back a lot of the same guys they had last year. I think I'm leaning towards FAU.
It's FAU all the way here.
Yeah.
I like Northwestern based on they have better opponents. And I understand FAU being in the same, you know, 8-9 matchup that they made a Final Four run in last year. It's just so hard to do that in back-to-back years. I am leaning FAU this game, but I mean,
I could see this going either way.
It's a coin flip.
It doesn't matter. They're both down round 32 anyway.
Right. We'll go FAU here. San Diego State, UAB.
Okay. I understand that. I think it's really easy to go San Diego State here, but I think this is a game to watch. UAB looked again, they played against Temple, but they looked really good in their game.
I hated UAB. I watched them and I hated them.
I think it's San Diego State all the way.
I hated
you were just
UAB
telling me how great the Mountain West is.
Yeah, I hate UAB.
And then Auburn, let's not talk about it.
The San Diego State game, just watching that highlights against the...
So we think San Diego State smokes them.
I don't think they smoke them, but I mean, they'll win.
It's comfortable.
Are we...
I don't even need to discuss Auburn.
We're not even discussing Auburn yet.
Auburn has the best backcourt in the East. One of them.
Oh.
Listen, here's what I'm going to say. Stats don't lie. Auburn is sitting at fourth in... They're sitting fourth in defensive adjustment rating based on their opponent, and they're sitting 10th in offensive. All right, this is a great team. This is a team that is going to give Iowa State trouble. This is a team that's going to give UConn trouble. This is a team that can win the national championship.
I okay. We'll get into that a little later. I think this is a lock, though. I think Auburn does win against Yale pretty convincingly, too. I think Yale really had... They have no right to be here. I think Princeton was probably the best in that conference. I think they would have represented the smart people conference well. But, I mean, I think Auburn's a lock. I don't know. AB, you got any contest for that?
In all my brackets, I have Yale winning.
Wow.
I think I can see them slowing this game down a lot more and just... Like, when this close late March Madness, things happen.
Auburn isn't that much of a fast-paced team, though. They like to move the ball. They're a lot faster.
But Yale can move the ball
They're big in transition, but it's not...
The white man nerd offense I like a lot.
It's not
hell I'm going to die on.
I don't hate the take. I think Auburn's pretty one-dimensional in their backcourt. They have Broom. It's really about it. I mean, they have some pretty solid bigs. I don't know. I could see... It wouldn't shock me if Yale wins this game, but I do think Auburn...
It would shock me.
I think Auburn's a pretty solid lock. I'm feeling pretty confident with them in this game, though. So I guess we're going Auburn here. So next game, BYU and Duquesne. I love me some BYU.
I love BYU.
I love BYU. I love BYU.
You told me to watch some BYU, and I did. I loved
BYU.
Oh, it was great.
Great.
As a Big 12 team, they are just they don't get any love because they finished fifth in the Big 12, which is a very good conference. They finished ahead of teams like Texas, Kansas, you know, TCU, and Kansas is a 4 seed. You know, this is a team, and then they got knocked out pretty early in their conference championship. But, I mean, they're a team that can definitely bust up some brackets. And I know people are really high on Duquesne right now. But I think BYU has a lot to play for.
I think Duquesne's really well coached. I just don't think they have the offense to keep up with BYU. I think the only way Duquesne wins this game is if BYU shoots a really cold night, which is very possible, which happens to them a lot. But I do think BYU's going to win this game.
Morehead State was that team that I was, like, really excited about when they won their conference. And then Selection Sunday came, they got paired up with Illinois, and I was like, oh, okay, well, there goes that dream. There goes that upset. Yeah. Like, they're a great team.
Riley Minix is a...
They have that guard that averages 26 points a game. But Illinois is way too good.
They got some dudes. The offense is insane
in Illinois. Terrence Shannon is a freaking dog. He's an absolute dog. I do think Illinois will win that game. Drake, Washington State.
Ooh, this is the best region.
Oh, yes.
Oh, by far.
This is the best region.
East has the best.
I'm going to watch every single one of these
games.
They
have the best 2 seed. They have the best 4 seed. You can argue 3. Yeah, UConn kind of got fricked, man.
They have the best 10 seed, too.
Oh, Drake. I saw something on Twitter. I said Drake was the best team in Iowa.
Drake is really good.
And I don't hate it.
Drake is really good. My thing with Washington State is that they have veteran guards, they're well coached, and they control the glass.
I still love Drake.
I like Washington State here.
You're taking Washington State?
Washington State can play slow, they can play fast.
So here's where I'm kind of leaning with I think a lot of people are picking this upset. I think this is a very common pick, upset-wise.
And it's not because Washington State is bad. No. It's because Drake is very good.
Dude, if Tucker DeVries gets things going,
he can ball.
He can ball. Drake.
He can play.
Drake just has
players. Like, to how close this is, like, the net rating for Washington State is at 44. Drake is at 47.
Washington State's favored by 1.5, I think. Yeah,
they are.
So the concern I have with Drake, right, is just the strength of schedule. They don't have a great strength of schedule. I think Washington does have them beat in that category, and they have proven to beat really good teams. They've beaten Arizona. They beat Colorado.
And I like Washington State's in the top 30 for defensive rating. Whereas, you know, Drake is at 75. I like Washington State.
I don't know. Yeah. Are you a lock for Drake right now?
I'm a lock for Drake. Watching them play is one of the best things I've ever seen. Like, watching the eye test does not fail you with Drake.
See, I was a lock on Drake, too, for a long time, but Bland is kind of... I don't know, man. Bland is bringing up some good points here. I think... Who doesn't want a good upset? We'll go Drake.
There it is.
Who doesn't want a good upset? I'm going to go Drake. So... Iowa State, South Coast State. I know Blando was saying some South Coast State.
I switch.
All right, thank you. All right, cool. Iowa State is a lock to win this game. I'm sorry, the Jackrabbits.
I don't think it's a lock. I don't think it's a lock by any stretch of means. With that being said, I think that they'll win the game.
I just like... man, Iowa State is such a good defensive team. I just don't think South Dakota gets anything going. I don't know. I'm going Iowa State.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. All right, so...
I absolutely love Auburn.
All right, well...
I don't understand why no one saw... I'm sorry. I just love Auburn.
We'll get to them. All right. So this is what we have so far. We have UConn over Stetson. We have FAU over Northwestern.
Well, we can just say what the matchups are.
Yeah, we'll go next.
That is true. All right, so...
We got UConn-FAU.
UConn-FAU.
I like UConn.
Yeah.
Yep, no discussion. Yeah. All right, discussion. Next one. San Diego State-Auburn. I know where I stand, and I hope everyone else knows where I stand. I love Auburn.
San Diego State.
I love them.
I don't think the Aztecs are keeping up with Auburn, man.
Auburn, again, I said this before, I'll say it again. I'll say when we get to UConn-Auburn. They have the ability to play fast, play slow, good guard play.
I think Auburn winning one of the best conferences has to be said. That's pretty big deal. I'm going to go Auburn here. All right, BYU-Illinois. Hear me out. This might be one of my... If this game happens, this might be one of my favorite games of the tournament.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
I'd love to watch this game. No defense at all.
I know where I stand.
Are you going to Illinois here?
They just barely make the cutoff line for it.
Listen, I'm looking at my trapezoid of excellence on KenPom. They're right next to each other. Listen... I'm going full stats this March, all right? Stats do not lie. There's madness. That's why it's called March Madness. There's madness, all right? But KenPom has Illinois at 16, Illinois at 10, BYU at 16. It's close. It's a lot closer than I think a lot of people are giving it credit for.
I think
I'm a huge eye test guy, so I disagree on the stats.
This is such a coin flip game, man. Like...
I think you're going to have to decide again because I'm winning BYU. I just love...
Oh, I'm going BYU.
Oh, you are going BYU?
Yeah, I'm going BYU.
Oh, I thought you were saying Illinois.
No, I'm going BYU.
Okay.
I guess, yeah, you don't have to decide that.
All right,
I'm going
cool.
BYU.
But what would you say, though?
Well, I'm just thinking, right, like, these are two teams...
Illinois is so bad on defense.
They both are. That's the thing. They both are. So that's why I'm, like, excited for this game because it's just going to be a... They're just going to be chucking threes the whole time. So, I think I just hate... I hate Illinois just because they suck against the top 25 this year. They're bad. And BYU has been pretty solid again.
Okay, so we're going BYU. I just wanted to hear your thoughts. I mean, me and AB already decided where we were going with that. Yeah. And I think the winner of the Washington State or Drake game, which I think is an absolute toss-up, the winner of that game... We'll have no problems with Iowa State.
Dude. I can't have Iowa State getting down around the 30.
I can. I can absolutely have them getting knocked out.
I just can't have...
So you have Drake being on
Ladies and
State.
Gentlemen, Mr. Aaron Campbell. Aaron Campbell
Aaron
just walked
Campbell
in.
Just
That's your second shout-out in two paws, Aaron Campbell. Last time you caught strays.
Yeah. Aaron Campbell did catch strays. Denver Broncos are indeed a trash franchise. Anyway.
Give me the Drake Bulldogs.
Yeah, I was glad you're on that. I wanted to win this one so bad, Drake.
100%. I love
him. Oh, you gotta
listen,
love Drake.
Listen, here's the thing. And I know your bracket's going to lock by the time you are hearing this, and I'm sorry that you cannot hear these words of wisdom.
I'm happy. It means I can win my bracket.
You got to pick upsets. They happen every year. You gotta pick an upset and die on the hill about it. And if you get it wrong, you get it wrong. But at least you tried.
Yeah.
Instead of just picking chalk.
So we're saying that we were saying before, the East is the best region. We're saying the best 3 seed and the best 2 seed are going out in the round of 32.
And the number one's in the Sweet 16.
No, it, the number one's making it.
Here's the thing. Hear me out. The East is the best region, which is why there's going to be so many upsets. Because Drake is really good. Because Washington State's really good. Because
Yale can ball.
Yale can do it. Yep. All right? Northwestern, FAU, that's a toss-up. And they're going to give UConn a hard game. That's why there's going to be so many upsets in the East.
I mean, I'm out of majority here, so I guess we're going Drake here. UConn,
please, please,
Auburn.
Please, please.
No, we can't let them take Auburn this far.
Please, please, please. They're fourth.
They're
ahead of...
This is the... I'm telling you. This is one of the best collegiate basketball teams I've ever seen in my life.
They're so
great
even.
Game, great game.
They're so even.
This trap is always going crazy right now.
They are so even.
Dude,
if you think that this is a walk in the park...
I think UConn is a lock.
I don't know if it's a walk in the park, but I think...
UConn is a lock for at least in the Final Four. I think UConn is a lock. Like, they have no...
The best starting five.
They have no weakness. Every collegiate team has a weak starter.
All right.
Besides UConn.
And Tristan Newton can
play. Cam Spencer, when he's hot, oh my word. He does not miss the freaking basketball. UConn's proven. They've proven that they can do this.
And they're well coached.
Okay, here's my argument, Blanda. I said it before. I love Auburn's defense. I love it. I think they have one of the best defensive groups in the tournament. The problem is they need to keep up with UConn in order to win this game. And I don't think that Auburn is a big enough 3-point threat to where they could pull this up.
Can I flip this around on you? I don't think Connecticut's defense can hold up with Auburn. I don't think they can. And listen, it's going to be who can dictate the pace of play, right? Because Auburn likes to go a little bit faster. UConn likes to slow the ball down a little bit more. But Connecticut, on defense, they're top 15. But they're not outstanding on defense. Auburn is outstanding on defense and top 10 in offense.
So, UConn's opponent points per game is 4 less than Auburn. They've played considerably more top 25 teams. They blew out the number 2 seed Marquette 3 times.
Yeah, but we'll get to Marquette.
I just don't see a way.
We'll get to Marquette.
I just don't see a way that Auburn's able to keep up with UConn.
I don't see a way that UConn's defense is going to hold up against Auburn.
What makes you think that?
Because okay, so Connecticut is the best offense in the country, no doubt. Auburn has the 4th best defense. That's doable. Auburn at 10 and Connecticut at 17 on defense. Auburn has the 10th ranked offense. Connecticut has 17th ranked defense.
I'm not saying that's a walk in the park. I just don't think that, UConn has no weakness in their starting five. There's nothing that Auburn can do to isolate one player. And that's the problem.
They're just poised for it. Listen, I'm good with we can go UConn here. Because I'm standing on my hill and I'm dying with Auburn. And people are going to listen back at this.
And they're going to
Auburn is poised to make a deep run. They're poised to make the championship game. They are.
Wow.
You're going to get a clip later for this, Blanda.
All right. We're going.
Hold on. AB, what are you going UConn here?
Yeah, UConn.
It doesn't matter.
Donovan Klingon, Tristan Newton, and Stefan have played together.
Okay.
They're 120.5 points per 100 possessions. That's almost as good as the Boston Celtics, who put up 121.9 points per 100 possessions. And the joke last March was that college teams can't make shots as well as NBA teams. This UConn team can.
This UConn team is insane, man. We're going to clip it because I have never been more confident in a one seed making the championship game before. And, I know the history.
It's March.
I know
it's madness.
I know it's March. So we'll see. I'm going. We're both going.
What makes this the best time of year because you have no idea what's going to happen.
I have no idea. But, all right.
BYU Drake.
What a
freaking. We are sending UConn through. And what a freaking matchup this is.
If it happens, I'm so here for it. It's going to be a great game.
Unbelievable.
BYU Illinois is much watch. BYU Drake.
I'm taking BYU.
It's
although I will give the listeners some food for thought here. At least two teams, six seed or worse, have reached the Elite Eight in the past three tournaments. So two teams, six or higher, have reached the Elite Eight. So BYU and Drake is going to be one of them, the way we're going here.
I would like to also bring up another point. If we have BYU UConn, I think UConn's a pretty. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Tyler Scare to the apartment. Tyler Scare, we're glad you're here. We love you, Ty. So if we move BYU on here, history wise, we're going history here. I'd like to bring up an interesting statistic here. Every champion since 1985 has reached at least the semifinal of their own conference tournament. BYU did not. So are we saying UConn's a lock against BYU?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. Glad we're on
this. All right, we'll go BYU, and then UConn's in the final four.
And then UConn's in the final four. All right. We are now moving on to the South region.
All right, Houston. Yay, good job, Houston. Nebraska A&M is a great game. All 8-9s are great games, though. Who are we kidding?
This is going to be an ugly game.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's going to be so
Texas
ugly.
Texas A&M is going to make this game
it's so ugly.
So here's what I'll say. I think A&M is the best offensive rebounding team in the country. Both these teams suck against big 25 teams. Top 25 teams, excuse me. Both these teams are extremely mid on offense. Actually, Texas A&M sucks behind three. I think they have the worst 3-point percentage in the whole tournament throughout the whole season.
Also, before we keep going, I just want to give a shout out to my boys at St. John's. They deserve to be in over UVA so much.
100%.
That was a terrible game to watch.
For Indiana State,
UVU is that was a disgrace.
That was terrible. I'm sorry. I was just looking at St. John's. St. John's is. They could have made some noise.
Yeah.
All right, sorry, continue.
I'm leaning A&M, though. I think A&M's going to make this game really ugly. But I think it's going to be an ugly one.
Yeah, I have A&M, too. I mean, they beat Iowa State, Kentucky, and Tennessee.
Yeah.
They just find ways to win.
Nebraska's got a dude.
The Asian dude, right?
They got a dude.
Say his name, Blanda.
Say his name.
Say his name.
What's his name, Blanda?
Kessie Tomominga.
Yeah, dog.
Dog.
He has a dog.
Sometimes when it comes to 8-9, you gotta pick the best player on the court. And I just think Nebraska can get so hot. They can also get so cold.
You think he's better than Taylor?
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah, I do.
It's interesting. I think Wade Taylor is definitely the best player in this game.
I think Nebraska can get very hot. I think they can get very cold, but I also I like them when they get hot. They're A&M's a good team.
Great defense.
A&M's okay defensively. They just made the game sloppy.
Like, I just think...
I'm a big fan of that.
I know, like, teams like that never usually do well.
Yeah, but I just love like, them. I'm a sucker for
them. All right, we'll go A&M.
JMU.
I have Nebraska.
You have Nebraska?
I have Nebraska, but that's fine. We'll go A&M. James Madison. 30-win teams always do good.
I have James Madison.
Also, Michigan State fan here. Wisconsin is hot garbage certain games.
They're a bit injured right now too, aren't they?
Eh.
Or am I thinking of another? I'm thinking of another team right now.
Listen, for a 5-12 matchup, this is very, very, this is very a closer game than a lot of people think. JMU likes to push the ball a bit more. They're also pretty good. Just in transition, Wisconsin has a couple of big guys. That's why they like to slow it down, play the half-court game. It's just whatever team can dictate their pace over the course of the game. But I like James Madison.
Shout out JMU Athletics. Football team did well, too.
Yeah, that's
always good.
30-win teams always do good.
Yeah, I'm going to hit the pick. I think this is a very possible upset. So Duke-Vermont. I would love to pick Vermont here.
That's good because I'll do it for you. I'm picking Vermont.
I just don't.
Duke.
I'm going Duke though.
That's Duke.
And it's because I don't think Vermont has the defensive capabilities to hang with Duke. I do think they have the offense too. I just don't think
you can't. Yeah.
I just can't bet on them this year. And I love Vermont usually.
Listen, is Vermont a 13 seed? Absolutely, they are. They are absolutely a 13 seed. But with that being said, they play some great defense in certain games. They like to muck up the game, which if I'm looking for an upset, that's what I want to see, is a team that can really muck it up and make it hard. And Duke can get really hot or they can get really cold. And you don't know what kind of Duke you're getting per game, each to every game. They get really hot, they're gonna go really far. They get really cold, they're gonna struggle. I like Vermont. I think we're picking Duke here, right? You both want Duke? Okay.
Yeah.
I just think again, you gotta pick upsets, stick with them, and die on your hill with them.
One of these 13 seeds will be at a 4 seed. And I already have mine in mind, but we'll get to it. NC State, Texas Tech. I think this is a popular upset. I'm going Tech though.
This is one of the best round of 64 games we will see.
Mm-hmm.
Texas Tech is unbelievable. Texas Tech is just a super fun team to watch in general. They're well-balanced, 6 seed. I like them a lot. I like them a whole ton.
I loved watching NC State play. I mean, I think they can win if they're hot, they're winning this game. There's no doubt in my mind, but...
Yeah,
I don't trust them enough.
That's the thing. It's a little bit of recency bias just because of how they did in their tournament. I do think Tech is just so experienced.
I don't trust NC State enough.
Yeah. I think it's a very popular upset. I think Tech's the
favorite. Well, it's a popular upset because it's going to be a great game.
Yeah.
I have it in some of my brackets.
All right. Kentucky-Oakland. Watch this game. I'm just saying that now. I'm picking Kentucky. Would I be shocked if Oakland somehow wins this game? No.
And it's Kentucky, so they're known to do it.
Yeah.
Is there going
Kentucky?
Yeah, I got Kentucky.
Watch that game, though. All right. Florida versus the game that's on actually right now, Boise, Colorado.
Listen, it's just it's whoever wins this game. If Boise wins this game, I'm going Florida. If Colorado wins it, I'm going Colorado. Wait, did I say that right? If Boise wins, I'm going Florida. That's what I said, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, as a Florida fan...
I just hate Florida. I can never pick Florida.
I understand that as a Georgia fan. It's tough because you know, we're one of the highest offensive rebounding teams in the league, and then we lose one of our top guys. I do think that we have the guard play, though, to compete with either of these teams. Clayton Jr. is just a freaking... he's a dog. I think we have the depth, too, to go really far in this tournament. No bias here. I think we beat either of these teams. I think Florida's my pick here.
I just can't ever pick Florida, I think, so I'm never picking Florida.
So...
It's what happens in this game is who I pick.
Yeah.
But I also...
Do you have Dean Marquette?
A first four team always wins their games. I don't think any of the 16 teams are doing it. And the other first four game was... who was it again?
Colorado State. Right.
Yeah. And who are they playing? Texas. And I love Texas. Mm-hmm. I'm going Boise State, Colorado here, just because one of the first four teams need to...
big fan. All right.
We're going Boise, Colorado here. Marquette, Western
Kentucky. Go ahead, Blinda.
You want to talk about an eye test?
Oh, boy.
Western Kentucky...
oh, boy.
...is one of the most explosive, more knows what's happening on the court type of offensive that I've ever seen. They are everywhere and everywhere on the court. They have no idea how to defend.
No idea.
And it's going to be an absolute shootout. And Marquette, they got a couple people up in the air with injury questions. A 15 seed always seems like they always like to win now. And if you're going to – you got to pick an upset at some point. I think the time to do it is right here.
If Tyler Kolek is out this game, I could see it happening. If Tyler Kolek plays – I think Marquette's a lot. Do we have any update on Tyler Kolek, actually? I'm thinking about it.
They like picking the ball, Western Kentucky. They love playing on the break. It's... thoughts, AB? You're our expert panel. All
right. Tyler Kolek is participating in full court 5-on-5 drills. So I'm going to Marquette here.
I'm going to love watching this game, and if Western Kentucky cannot turn the ball over, like, every five possessions like they have, then they can play and win, but I just, you can't do that. And Marquette's...
and it's madness, which is why it could happen.
Which is why it could happen.
It could definitely happen.
All right, Houston A&M. Good talk, guys. Yeah, all right.
Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. James Madison Duke.
I have to go Duke here.
Yeah, I'm going Duke. I think I'm a lot higher.
I hate it though. Trust me. I really wish I didn't have to put Duke through here because I could totally see Vermont winning that game. I could also see JMU winning this game, but
I love JMU. JMU is gonna make it run.
I just can't.
I think JMU is actually rejoicing if they can play Duke instead of Vermont.
See, I think Duke's happy playing against JMU just because of size. Like
Vermont's a 28-win team.
If they play Wisconsin, Wisconsin's gonna cook down low because they have no
defense. Listen, no matter where they're from, 30-win teams are 30-win teams for a reason because they know how to win, and they always give big teams issues.
I just can't.
All right, we're going Duke.
No, yeah,
I'm going Duke.
They're just
Texas Tech, Kentucky.
Give me Tech.
Give me Tech.
Give me Tech.
I love Kentucky.
I hate Kentucky, man.
I love Kentucky.
They're so streaky.
No. Yeah, that's the problem. I don't trust Rob Dillingham at all. Antonio Reeves is like their only consistent dude.
Offensively, love him to death.
Defensively, Justin Edwards can ball, but who knows when he's going to be able to ball.
Defensively, I worry about Kentucky.
They're so young.
Whoa, hold on. Since 2008, number 3 seeds have won 22 of 27 meetings against number 6. That is 81.5%. Does that skew anything for you guys?
Well, I'm still Kentucky.
I don't like their defense. I don't like their defense.
This region sucks.
I hate this.
This is why Houston is going to have a cakewalk to the championship.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is why I picked Houston to win.
Because they're going to give you the most points because of their cakewalk.
This team, they have no number two to worry about. Their number three is iffy at best. Four is Duke, who can lose at any point when they want.
Here's the problem, though.
Wisconsin's going to get upset the first round. I'll put a book on it. I think their biggest competition is Tech.
Here's the thing, though. If Kentucky gets hot, they're beating Houston. That's the thing. Like...
Because Kentucky has shot makers on their team.
Yeah.
It's just whether or not the right guy's taking the shot and it's going in.
I'm switching my pick here. I'm going Kentucky.
There it is.
I'm going Kentucky here. Boise, Colorado, Marquette. If it is Colorado, give me Colorado in this game.
If it's Colorado, I'm going Colorado.
Yeah.
I don't like Marquette.
I don't like
Marquette. Even with Marquette. Their guard, I don't like Marquette.
I don't really like Marquette either, so...
Houston, Duke, good talk. Kentucky, Colorado, good talk. I'm going Houston in the Elite Eight over Kentucky.
Yeah, I trust Houston a lot more than Kentucky at this point.
I would also agree.
So far, we're picking chalk, guys. This just to let good. You know.
This is an awful side. I think South and East, though, I think the ones are pretty locked, in my opinion.
I said Auburn. I'll keep saying Auburn.
You're losing first round to Yale.
Oh, Purdue Grambling won't happen again. I like TCU over Utah.
I'd agree. Yeah.
I think TCU playing in the Big 12 helps them out a lot more than Utah State in the Mountain West. They're in the Mountain West, right? Or are they in the Pac-12?
Utah State?
Yeah.
They're not in the Pac-12.
All right, they're in Mountain West then.
Utah's, yeah.
Gonzaga, McNeese, you got to talk about it.
We're going TCU.
Yeah, we're TCU. Going TCU. Gonzaga, McNeese, you got to talk about it, right?
A little bit. Gonzaga can play.
I'll entertain it.
Enough.
I think
yeah. I think this is the one that everyone's talking about, which is why I hate it.
I don't think McNeese will play off. I really don't.
I think Gonzaga is very underrated for a 5 seed.
Yeah,
I think if they have NBA prospects on this team, they're sliding into a 3 seed here, and they just don't have the NBA prospects, mm-hmm. which is why they're at 5.
If they had their Jalen Suggs,
right
name brand.
If they had their Drew Timmy, if they had their Corey Kispert, this is still the same Gonzaga though that you know.
Yeah, I'm going Zags here. I think that's a very popular upset.
And I think this is another popular upset, but man, I love it. Buckyball at Stanford, dude, they're chaotic. And when you are picking upsets, you need chaotic teams. And Kansas is dealing with so many injuries.
I was about to say, so McCullough was confirmed to be out for the first round.
You guys convinced me to Stanford before.
Let's go!
Yeah, I'm going Stanford here.
I love them.
I have to change all my brackets now.
All right, South Carolina, Oregon.
Oregon.
Give me Oregon.
Every time Oregon makes a tournament, they play it out. I don't know what it is.
And Fale Dante, I don't know if you guys saw him in that championship game. He is easily a top.
He was awesome. He was so much fun to watch.
In college basketball.
He was so much fun to watch.
I'm going Oregon here, and I think Oregon goes on a really nice run here as well. Creighton, Akron. Akron, thanks for joining us. I do think Creighton wins this game.
Have fun at home.
Colorado State, Texas. I'm really high on Texas this year.
I like Texas.
Texas is really well coached. And then Tennessee, St. Peter's. St. Peter's, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I love Tennessee here.
But Tennessee,
I think they match up really well. I know St. Peter's, everyone knows the name. They like the upset. They are the worst team offensively in the tournament, and I saw UAV play. And listen, just going back to Oregon, I mean, Dana Altma is going to have them ready to go. He does every single year. So I like Oregon a lot. I think Oregon's going to give people problems. Purdue, TCU, you got to talk about it.
I think TCU can definitely win this game.
I think the difference with Purdue this year than other years, I know they had Jaden Ivey 2 years ago, but their guard play with Purdue. Mm-hmm. If you want to double team Edie, someone at the 3-point line is going to be open, and they're more than one dimensional. I love Purdue.
I think the only way that TCU wins this game is if they get Edie in foul trouble.
Right, and that's honestly the recipe for March Madness for pulling up upsets.
Yeah,
right. So when you want to talk about teams that are high in steals, going to get underneath people's skins, like you want that chaoticness to start, you know, pushing teams to get outside their fundamentals. So
it would not shock me if the if TCU wins this game. I do think Purdue though. I'm going to go Purdue.
Gonzaga, Stanford.
I'm putting Gonzaga
through. Oregon, Creighton.
I was high on Creighton a few days ago. Give me Oregon, man. I'm on the. They are rolling at the right time. I think Oregon's winning this game. Creighton also just. I don't really trust them in a tournament.
That's my thing. Like I like Creighton. I love watching Creighton every single year. It's just Oregon can ball.
This is a different Creighton team.
So are you going Creighton?
I'm going Creighton.
I think I might switch and go Creighton with you.
This Creighton team is a little bit different. They're not as high pace as they used to be.
They have some really good wins on the year. They beat UConn.
Creighton's a good team.
Yeah, they can play.
All right. I'm fine with Creighton. I'm fine with our team. Texas, Tennessee. Give me Texas.
Texas.
Yeah.
Hook 'em, baby.
I hate Tennessee. I hate them. I don't like them.
If Don Kinnett can play, though, that's all I'm going to say.
He can play.
I don't trust them, though.
Texas, and when you're looking for teams that can go make a run, you're looking at veteran guards, good coaches, inconsistent season play. That's all three that Texas has. They get out at the right time, they're going to be a nightmare for everyone in their way. Purdue, Gonzaga, I'll say it again. I love Purdue this year. I love them.
We're going really chalked here, though.
I know. I'm winning Gonzaga.
Like another one seed to the Final Four.
I didn't say that. I said I really like Purdue here, though. And I don't get me wrong. I think Gonzaga is really good, and I think Gonzaga can easily win this game. I just think that Purdue has probably one of the best big men to ever play college basketball. And Gonzaga does not have that center that's going to be able to stop him.
I would just like to throw it out there. I'm not usually a big statistic guy, but in the past 5 years, 5 seeds are a perfect 3-0 against 1 seeds. Sorry, in the past 2 years, excuse me.
It's such a small sample size.
It's a small sample size, but they are a perfect 3-0 against 1 seeds. Just something to think about. I think I'm going Gonzaga here.
I'm going Gonzaga, too. I'm not a huge...
Just because I think Gonzaga would know how to play Purdue well.
Right, and it can easily happen. I just don't think that they have the size to compete with Edie. But then again, you get him into foul trouble.
Yeah.
But Edie just knows how to put the ball in the bucket.
I was going to say...
They don't have Drew Timmy anymore. They don't have that center that knows how to play college hoops. I mean, they have a good enough center, but now, you know...
Not the Drew Timmy.
Right.
Are you going Purdue here?
I hate Purdue so much.
Purdue's a really good team.
Purdue beat them by 10. That was like the first month of the year. Let's go Purdue.
Let's go. I convinced them, baby.
Yeah, you got me.
Creighton, Texas.
Give me the horns, baby. Give me the horns.
Hook 'em, baby! Hook 'em! I love Texas. I love them so much. Give me them again. Give me them again to the Final Four.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
I love it.
I'm all for it.
Dude, Texas is one of the most well-balanced teams.
I'm all for it.
All right.
North Carolina. Get to see you on to the round of 32. Here we go.
Shout out to
Michigan State. Here we go. Listen, I gotta stand up for this. It's my team coming up, baby.
I'm going Mississippi State, by the way.
Last time Georgia was in the NCAA
tournament,
they lost to Michigan State.
Oh no, we unplugged the mics. Okay, we're back.
Are we back?
We're back.
Are we sure?
That's 2 and 2 episodes. Look, I gotta stand up for this. Listen,
he really broke the mic. He is indeed standing up.
He's
pacing around
a little bit. We had an up and down year. We've not been the team that we thought we could be. But man, you got 2 point guards on that team in Hogarth and Tyson Walker. T-Walk, baby. He's going to win. He's a finalist for the best guard in the country this year. I love him. He knows how to run an offense. They got size, and they got a forward in Malik Hall that knows how to put the ball in the basket. And you know what? They might as well rename March Izzo. Because every time it rolls around, Michigan State gets thrown in as a 7-10 seed, somewhere in that range, at least for the past 15 years or so now, and they always win. And they always know how to win. Mississippi State is sloppy. They have 3 wins this year that put them as an 8 seed. You know what those 3 wins were? Against one team. A team that I personally think is not that good, in Tennessee.
Yeah, man, they beat your Auburn Tigers.
Who?
Mississippi State.
That's great. I don't care.
Auburn's out for
Michigan State beat Baylor by 30. 5 of them.
I'm Michigan State here all the way.
Inconsistent play during the season. Great coach, veteran guards. The recipe that we took Texas to the Final Four with. I love it.
Yeah, but we'll
love
that again.
I mean, I'm outruled, but in my own personal brackets, I'm picking Mississippi State here just because I think Michigan State has one of the worst, and I mean worst, offenses in the whole tournament. So.
Yeah, but they got a top 10 defense, and that's all that really matters sometimes, man.
Man, it's going to be an ugly game. I hate the 8-9s this year. The 8-9s are just awful. All right, I mean, Michigan State.
All right, St. Mary's Grand Canyon. I
think we're St. Mary's.
Yep.
Right? Yeah.
I'm a big St. Mary's guy.
I'm a huge St. Mary's guy.
I don't know why this is a popular upset. I really don't, but I'm a big St. Mary's guy. Charleston, Alabama. Watch this game. Just watch it. It's going to be a fun game.
It's going to be a fun game because you don't know what Alabama you're going to get.
You really don't.
You have no idea what's going to happen.
Like Alabama just loves hoisting up about 63s in a game and seeing which ones falls and which one don't.
Bama could win this game by 40 or they could lose by 20.
And I love them winning by 40 here.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I'm going Bama here. All right.
Give New me Mexico. The Lobos! Give
time.
Me New Mexico!
All the time. I'm all in. When you talk about the eye test,
I am smoking that Lobos pack. I'm all on it. Vegas is on it. I'm on it. Give me New Mexico.
100%.
This upset. Give me, we'll get into New Mexico.
Putting them at 11 is criminal.
You want to talk about prototypical tournament runs. New Mexico is built for it. They play great defense. They have great guard play, and they are on a hot streak. They are on a heater entering this tournament. Give me New Mexico.
They got some bigs that can play too.
Give me this. Give me New Mexico. Moving on, Blaine. I don't even have to say.
Well, yeah, you can just.
It is a lock. It is a lock. You can. I'm trying to think. If New Mexico loses to Clemson, I don't know. But
we can do something.
We can figure something out. That's how confident I am.
Yeah, we can do it. We'll bet something on it.
Anything, Blaine?
I just think Clemson's a good basketball team, man.
They are. It's unfortunate they have to play New Mexico as an 11 seed. But it's just not going to happen.
New Mexico's not an 11 seed. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're just.
I'm sorry, Clemson. Like,
Baylor's beating Colgate. Go right ahead.
He's not going to.
Dane has an injury. I like Nevada for that reason.
Nevada. I like Nevada as well.
Long Beach State.
Arizona.
One of the most craziest stories I've ever seen in my life.
Great story.
It's his last day.
Great story. Last day coaching will be March 21st.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Listen.
Don't even say what you're about to say.
Listen.
North Carolina's winning this game.
North Carolina's winning this game.
Stop it.
You can go with a 1 minute thing, but.
Stop it.
Can I give you 1 minute thing?
Go ahead.
I still think Mississippi State's winning.
A top 10 defense in Michigan State. North Carolina has a great defense. And we know Michigan State can't score the bucket. So it's going to be really hard to score on a top 10 defense in North Carolina. But North Carolina, offensively, is not that good. And it's going to come down to a game of who can enforce himself more on the defensive end. And I like Izzo. Izzo just knows how to get it done.
Cool beans. Give me RJ Davis and Amando Baycott.
Give me, give me North Carolina here. St. Mary, Alabama.
At some point, you got to go against the chalk.
At some point,
a number one seed is not going to make the Sweet 16.
Okay.
But hear me out.
All right.
Listen, I think North Carolina will win this game, and in my brackets, I have North Carolina winning this game. But it won't shock me if a number one seed is out before the second weekend. And I think Michigan State has the best chance of doing it out of any other team.
No, we were saying...
TCU.
Yeah, we were saying TCU could definitely win that game. TCU or Utah State. I mean, I don't see A&M beating. I think FAU could actually beat UConn.
But not Auburn? Okay, we're moving on.
Oh my gosh, this guy.
Auburn's going to be done.
Man, he's still on that
Auburn's last game is on March 22nd at 4:15.
The Yale train has left the station, man. I don't know. All right, moving on.
St. Mary's, yep.
Yep, St. Mary's.
Give me St. Mary over Bama.
Listen, I like New Mexico.
Give me the Lobo Pack.
New Mexico.
Give me New Mexico over Baylor.
I don't think Baylor is necessarily that good. I think they have good wins. They're not amazing.
Baylor's streaky, just like Kentucky. So I'm taking the Lobos. I think they're going to play great defense this game, and I think they're going to just... I think they're going to win. Nevada, Arizona. This is something to talk about. Caleb Love is on Arizona, which means he's due for...
All right, cool. Good talk. We're going to Arizona. Okay, next.
He don't even give him a minute.
I would just like to say, Caleb Love at some point in this tournament is due for a 2-for-18 game.
Yeah, it'll be against New Mexico.
We'll
talk about that
in a little bit. Listen. Okay, no, we're talking about it right now.
Give me the Lobos!
New Mexico! If it's New Mexico, Arizona, we are looking at one of the most frantic games I've ever seen in my life.
Give me the Lobos!
There's going to be guys that are going 8 for 10 from behind the arc and other guys going 2 from 18 from the line. It's going to be absurd.
I'm taking New Mexico, man. Watch them lose round one.
Listen. I think if New Mexico gets by their first game, they make the Elite Eight.
Dude, they're hot.
Clemson's their hardest challenge.
I think their hardest game is Clemson.
Yeah. I think Clemson's the hardest game for them.
And whoever wins, if Clemson wins that game, I think they can have a nice little easy run past Baylor.
Give me the Lobos. And then
I love St. Mary's here.
Me too, I love St. Mary's.
I love St. Mary's here.
I love St. Mary's.
Man, great minds think alike.
We love the Lobos. We love saying it.
I think this is when it ends.
It ends right here.
I think it ends here. I hate to say it. Maybe I'm a little too high on St. Mary's. I don't know.
I think didn't New Mexico just beat them in their conference championship?
I don't think they played each other.
I just want to give some food for thought here. At least one team seeded 7th or worse has reached the Final Four 9 in the past 10 tournaments. 9 in the last 10, a 7th seed or higher has reached it.
Don't we have Texas?
We do have Texas.
But it could also be the Lobos. No, we're going to St. Mary's. UConn St. Mary's.
I love UConn so much.
I love UConn, man. I'm just a big...
I love UConn.
Listen, I'm trying to save our brackets here, so I'm going to go St. Mary's. But this is because I don't want one of our championships being out after the round of 16. I'm trying to save our brackets, man.
You try to have Auburn go so far when they're going to lose first round of Yale.
If they lose round one, blind, this is a bad look.
Listen,
this is a bad
look. I love Auburn.
I'm gonna take your spot on the pod if Yale beats Auburn.
Oh my gosh, I'm going UConn here, man.
Yeah, UConn.
I just have to. I just love UConn so much this year. They're so good. They're so good at the sport of basketball.
As much as hooking them is so much fun, it's Houston.
Hook them!
Houston.
It's Houston.
It's Houston.
And it's Houston again.
I have to go Houston too.
So Final Four, just to recap, UConn over St. Mary's, Houston over Texas, championship game in Glendale, Arizona, my bad. I'm going Houston.
No, I'm going Houston.
Samson will have Houston that team so ready to go. He has that team pissed off after the embarrassment in the Big 12.
I love Houston.
I'll agree with that. I
don't think they're the most complete team in the tournament, but the most complete team never wins.
That's what I'm thinking here. I think it's just like it's
and,
really
and
hard.
It's score prediction.
It's hard to win both. Both back to back.
They're in your trapezoid too, right?
They are in my trapezoid of excellence. So is
UConn.
So is Auburn.
Where's Yale?
Throw that one out. Yale is right there.
Oh, that's a great spot to be.
It is. It's going to be a good matchup. Like, look at, you want teams that are even. Yeah. Like, Auburn's gonna be put up to the test against Yale. But, I mean, this is disgraceful right there.
I don't know why Virginia, why? There's no reason to put Virginia in.
Are there any matchups that we're going to revisit?
Can we, total points?
Oh.
Yeah. Connecticut has the best offense, Houston has the second best offense.
Houston's got the best.
I said 172.
Houston has the second best defense, and oh, frick, I pressed the wrong button.
Ladies and gentlemen, David Tomer has come out of the dungeon. David, welcome.
Listen, Houston has the second best defense. Connecticut has the best offense.
I said 172.
I'm saying 160, 80 points a pop.
Yeah, I was going 164-ish.
Okay. Right, we'll go 162.
162.
Is there any matchups?
Do I want to enter into the All-State Tournament Challenge? Yes, I do. Enter into the Coors Light merch hoops? Yes. I'm going to submit my bracket so we have it saved. Oh, something went wrong? No, you went wrong.
Are we revisiting anything? Or no? We're calling it here.
Yale Auburn.
I would love to revisit Auburn. Oh
my God. Yale Auburn. I'm gonna win this fight ever.
No, you're not.
No,
you're not winning it. Are we really going Drake over Iowa State?
Yes. Drake's the best team in Iowa.
Also, we gotta make sure this is right because I just named it the off-season podcast. So, like, if we are, like, in, like, the national ranks, like, people are going to start.
Right. Yeah, we'll get some views.
Which is why we need to pick Auburn over.
No, that's why we need to pick. That's why we need to pick Yale so we can see, like, see how smart we are.
Yeah. I mean, I like our picks.
I like everything. Yeah, I like everything else.
We're going to stick with it.
I like our picks. I like Michigan State. If a one team is gonna lose, it's gonna be North Carolina.
North Carolina will lose. Yes.
Right.
It's gonna be North Carolina or Purdue.
The worst number one seed is North Carolina this year.
I'd agree.
Yes. I'd have to agree.
And they're gonna go up against a Hall of Fame head coach, which is why I'm saying it could happen. I don't have it picked in my brackets. I don't. Mm-hmm.
But
it's something to think about.
Something to think about.
It is something to think about. So we, the off-season podcast, have the College of Houston, University of Houston, winning the March Madness.
Man, I think the jump from the Big 12 from the ACC, AAC last year really helped them.
Yeah, they played teams the whole year.
Like, this isn't going to be like a, which is why I'm so worried about FAU against Northwestern, but whatever.
That game, frankly, doesn't matter because they're getting bounced next round.
Yeah, and honestly, I'd like to say, like, if you can pick one of the Final Four teams right, more than likely you'll win most of your groups that you're in.
It's just so hard.
I was saying it before we started the podcast. I had Purdue winning it all last year. They got knocked out in the first round. Who were they going up against? Connecticut. And I won all the brackets I was in. just because of Connecticut and no one else had them as a four seed.
It's like,
and it was the eye test. I watched them play the Big East tournament.
Yeah, it's all about the eye test.
I watched them play the Big East tournament. I was like, this team is really good.
They can play. It's like, stats are great. Like, I'm literally an accounting major. I live for numbers. But like, when you can watch teams play, that helps you predict the future in the best way possible. I'll die on that.
And I hate analytics in sports, but I've done the eye test so much for March Madness. And I just want to see what's going to happen when I go into KenPom and I go into the statistics and where teams land at.
I think it's good to use statistics to confirm your eye test.
Yeah.
If your statistics like are contrary to your eye test, then like rewatch it or look at other games. But
I just don't understand how Michigan State's at 9 seed. They're better than Texas. And Texas is a 7.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
No. Can we talk about this?
No, we're not.
Because Michigan State has
one of the
They can't play offense.
Blaine, are we going to talk about how awful Michigan State is at all?
I'm okay with having either Texas or Michigan State in the Final Four, and we have one of them in there, so I'm good with it.
Yeah.
I understand listen, I didn't give this much of a fight with Florida. I think
Florida sucks.
But Florida also...
Never pick Florida again.
But Florida also has their big man done.
Screw Florida.
You act like he's like some massive part. Like, he... Yes, he...
When you're 7 foot in college is a big part.
Yeah, I understand.
Florida almost lost to Georgia. That's how bad they are.
But we have we have depth. We had a guy who played in the championship and was our leading scorer almost. So it was like... I still think Florida can make a run. I'm picking them in most of my brackets, but...
That's because you're biased.
I am. I love Florida, man. Clayton Jr. is a dog. He's an absolute unit.
All right, that's going to wrap it up here. We got, just to reiterate, University of Houston over UConn in the championship. Thank you so much for tuning in. AB, thank you so much.
Oh, it was a pleasure to be here.
We love having you in for college stuff.
It was great. College sports are almost better.
Except
like watching them more.
Except it's really hard to watch the Georgia Bulldogs all year. Man, they're just a rough team.
Yeah,
that's why we live for the football season.
Yeah. When you know, McDonald's bags for all those players. Huh?
That was Tennessee, actually. Carson Beck, QB1. Look out for him. look out for ETN. Florida running back transfer. He can ball. Look for him next year. Running back that can absolutely ball.
We're going to watch the end of this Colorado-Boise State game. We'll come back at you after the first weekend is done. Relook at our bracket. What went right? What went wrong?
Auburn, yeah, it's going to go wrong.
We'll have AB back if he wants to join us. And,
I'll be back. This is fun.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in.
Keep an eye out this weekend for something to think about, a potential full first-round mock of the NFL draft. Something we've been talking about a little bit, so... Might have another guest on for that as well. So keep an eye out for that. May come out, may not. We'll see how it goes. But thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening.
It was a pleasure.
Hopefully you can help you out with your brackets, even though we're going to release it too late. Cheaters. All right.
Yeah.
See you, boys. Thanks for listening.